Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania, it's Rob O'Donnell here on WILK News Radio. 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. Get us anywhere you get your favorite podcast. Just search The Rob O'Donnell Show or on your smart speakers. Those little Alexa and Google suckers. Just tell it to play WILK News Radio, and you'll hear us live. Make sure you punctuate it correctly, because I've had issues. Unless it understands you precisely, you'll get a whole bunch of questions and answers. But usually it works right off the bat for me now. How's everybody doing on this Tuesday, October 21st, 2025? So as the county turns here in Lackawanna County, and you know, I'm sorry for focusing so much on Lackawanna County to our listening areas outside of Lackawanna County, but man, is it a train wreck, this county. Driven by conductor Little Billy. Just amazing where we've seen here. So now the latest update is Brenda Sacco will temporarily fill the commissioner vacancy after this new Supreme Court ruling. Lackawanna County Commissioner appointee Brenda Sacco will be sworn in Wednesday after the state Supreme Court upheld the county home rule charter process under which she was appointed to temporarily replace former Democrat Commissioner Matt McGloin after a series of lawsuits by Bill Gaughan and countersuits by the Democrat committee. Now, the Lackawanna County Home Rule Charter, Article 2, Section 206, vacancies and filling of vacancies. Pretty black and white from the start. If we go back to the beginning of this, when did this start? February or March? I read this very section. The office of any elected officer shall become vacant upon death, resignation, or removal, forfeiture. Failure to assume such office after 45 days. If a vacancy occurs, the executive committee of the political party of the person elected to the office in question, that would be the Democrat committee here, shall submit a list of three persons to the judges of the court within 5 days of the vacancy. The court shall appoint one of the three persons recommended to temporarily fulfill the vacancy. Section C, a special election according to the laws of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania shall be held at the next primary, municipal, or general election to permanently fill that vacancy. Well, that's apparently where we are now. And it's interesting that Commissioner Gaughan and his immense incompetence, along with his solicitor, who appears to be legally illiterate, has been wrong every step of the way. Every court on the way up has ruled against them. When the Democrat committee, remember from the start, Commissioner Bill Gaughan and his solicitor said that a special election is illegal. We can't do it because of this 1908 law that the Commonwealth has, which turns out to work in conjunction with this and be irrelevant. But, you know, a special election, no, that's not going to happen. And because they didn't like the Democrat committee picking three candidates to going to the court, Billy got in front of the podium at a Lackawanna County facility and said, here's my guy. I should be the one to pick who the replacement is because they're going to have to work with me. Well, that's not what the Home Rule Charter says. So you violate it from the start. And all of a sudden, he's got this epiphany that the court and the people should decide on this special election, like it's been his take all along. He has fought this all along from the beginning because he didn't get his pick, because he knows he's losing power, and he's grasping with the last of his fingernails because he knows it's done. The sun is setting, Billy. Regardless of what happens, you are done in power in Lackawanna County and hopefully politics. So now, after all this time, and it's interesting how under the solicitor's line item, under the budget proposal, shows that they've spent over $100,000 in extra legal fees, but yet we're told that there were no fees for this. The outside law firm is not billing us for this. Well, why do we have all that extra legal expenses under the solicitor's legal line item in 2025 then? If it's for other reasons, I'd love to hear it. If they are using their retainer for these fraudulent lawsuits that have failed at every turn to only bring us back to where we should have been in March, somebody needs to be held accountable. I would like to see Brenda Sacco sue Bill Gaughan for back pay, personally. Hold him personally responsible because the courts have already decided that he doesn't even have the ability to bring these lawsuits as the loan commissioner. They can only act as a board. And until these politicians are held accountable personally, financially, I'm not talking just politically. It's easy to fight fights when you think you have the unlimited resources of the taxpayers' money. So here we are. Back to where we should have been, black and white in the Home Rule Charter, like I just read to you. The Democrat committee, because Matt McGloin, Commissioner McGloin, was of the Democrat Party, gets to pick a slate of three people that goes to the courts. They pick one to temporarily hold that position. And then there's a special election. It's what I said on this very show back in March. But nope. There were three different pursuits from Bill Gaughan and his solicitor that in the end have all failed. And brings us back to what the Home Rule Charter said right from the start. So a few things. When Brenda Sacco gets sworn in on Wednesday, be interesting to see what the commissioners do. It'd be interesting to see who now sits because Brenda Sacco is not running for re-election. Commissioner Chermak is not running for election. Bill Gaughan is not running for election. The three of them should be back on the election board committee instead of three justices now because that's all said and done. So it'd be interesting to see what happens there because that's been another fiasco. When you had Judge Nealon sitting in temporarily for the missing commissioner, and then all three commissioners removed for three judges. Well, because none of the people who were appointed as commissioner, acting or elected, are running for anything, and there's no Home Rule Charter question, all three commissioners, as per the Home Rule Charter, should be sitting on the election board. Again. So we'll see what happens there. And it'll be interesting to see who Brenda Sacco, Commissioner Chermak, and Bill Gaughan pick as chairman of the Board of Commissioners. That could change All it takes is a vote of two to bring it up for a vote and vote. So it'll be interesting. And then you have this election now. It was interesting because I drove through the valley today. I went to get a haircut in my place in Blakely. And I drove through Mayfield, German, Archibald, Einan, Blakely, down into Dixon City, all through Main Street. The signs were interesting. It was an interesting mix. All through the Upper Valley, there was a lot of Chet Murley signs, some Tom Welby's thrown in. You get into the Archibald Einan section, there was some Capellini's, who's a staunch Democrat running as an independent. Again, because he's at odds with the Democrat committee, back to Democrats across the nation are in disarray. Here is no different. It's interesting. Yeah, you have the Lackawanna County Commissioner, Bill Gaughan, fighting with the Democrat committee, the establishment Democrats. You have the candidate for commissioner who's running as an independent because he's fighting with the Democrat committee, or at least disagreeing with them. You have a mayor in Scranton who did an interview on MSNBC, and she attacked the Democrat machine more than she attacked any opponent she might have. So it's interesting looking at the microcosm here in our own backyard in Lackawanna County in northeast Pennsylvania that just shows under a microscope the Democrats in disarray. There's no leadership. There's no message. There's no platform. It's all for themselves. So it'll be interesting to see. Again, the Upper Valley, there was a lot of Chet Murley signs, predominantly some Tom Welby signs thrown in there. And then you got some Capellini signs in the Einan Archibald area. And then back into Dixon City, you got more Tom Welby signs with some Murley signs thrown in there. So it was interesting driving through the valley to see that, to see where down Main Street, you know, get the feel for Main Street politics. So it was interesting. But listen, if it's not an embarrassment to be part of Lackawanna County as a resident, this election day, which is in 2 weeks, mind you, you need to get out and vote. Republicans, you need to get off your ass and vote. And listen to your candidates. See what needs to be said. Because the future here depends on it. It truly does. We've seen what not showing up at the polls does to areas like ours. Areas like ours. We've seen what it does. Don't, the day after Election Day, 2 days after Election Day, throw your hands up and go, oh, there it is, another election. Be part of the solution. You need to show up. I understand this is not a big election as far as national politics goes, but it is a big election for here. And I'm telling you, look at what's happened in our backyard here over the past few years. It has affected you more than anything the Biden administration and the Trump administration has done combined to you. They have cost you more. They have taxed you more. They have taken more away. These elections matter, from school board to town councils to city councils to mayor to county commissioner. These elections matter. Judges. If anything's right in the world, you need to vote no on these Supreme Court judge questions for retainment. Let them elect, let them run for election again. Let them run if they want to stand up for something. Vote no. Let them pitch a case to you how it was okay they locked our children down during COVID. Let them pitch a case to you of the abuses that they did during that time. And then decide if you want to reelect them or not, but just don't automatically retain them. So a lot here. To unpack for you, but you need to show up and be part of the solution. And if you're not, I mean, you're looking at what New York is on the precipice for, right? A socialist communist become the mayor, utterly destroy the city. We need to work together to overcome what has held us back here in our area to move forward. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. So the federal shutdown is halting Pennsylvania SNAP benefits for November. And this is going to be a major problem for those who need this service the most. And this is not talking about reducing anything. This is not talking about looking to cut things. This is about a government shutdown that's not letting anybody get anything. And in the story, I found a couple of things unusual about the way it was worded. And again, this story is running in the Citizen's Voice, and it's originally coming from the Standard Speaker. So you know, a reporter named Kent Jackson wrote this story from the Standard Speaker, and it was republished by the Citizen's Voice. It says about 1.93 million Pennsylvanians are eligible for SNAP or the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, formerly called food stamps. In Lackawanna, Luzerne, Schuylkill, and Carbon counties, 146,644 residents were eligible for SNAP as of September. Now, the pause in SNAP occurred as food prices continue to increase. More people are using food banks, and state food programs are stalled by Pennsylvania budget impasse. And then you have the government shutdown to add to that. Where I find this wording unusual is the way they classify the Pennsylvania people that possibly use SNAP benefits. 1.93 million Pennsylvanians are eligible for SNAP. Lackawanna, Luzerne, Schuylkill, and Carbon counties have about 147,000 residents who were eligible for SNAP. You think they'd have precise numbers? You think they'd know exactly who gets SNAP? Not eligible for SNAP. Who's actually using it? Well, that's to inflate the numbers. Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people are eligible for SNAP. Who's actually getting it? And how come you're not using that number? And I just find that odd, because you think, hopefully, with our tax dollars going to this, they would know exactly who in Pennsylvania gets SNAP, not as eligible for SNAP, who receives it, and who in the four counties named, Lackawanna, Luzerne, Schuylkill, and Carbon, gets SNAP, not as eligible for it. And it's interesting how the story throws in that food banks are stretched thin. I actually received some information yesterday that a nonprofit who is one of the largest grantees of grants for our areas. Let me see if I can.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Get it here.
Yeah.
That a nonprofit called Share Food Program. And this whistleblower to me said that they have a chokehold on the government grants in the area, and they push food banks to push advocacy on their behalf against Republicans. Because they're running out of their COVID money and they want more money. Now, this is an advocacy script that's given by this nonprofit advocacy, this Share Food Program, has an advocacy script for pantry sites and soup kitchens. And it's a script that says, hello, my name is blank. I am with the blank soup kitchen pantry, a partner site of Share Food Programs. We have been able to feed families and individuals in blank county through critical federal and state food programs such as Local Food Purchase Assistance Programs, LFPA, Pennsylvania Agricultural Surplus System, PASS, the Emergency Food Assistance Program, TFAP, and State Food Purchase Program. The key message is, since the Trump administration has taken office, Share Food Program has endured approximately more than $8 million in cuts to vital food resources and funding to some of these programs. These cuts are devastating. They reduce the amount of food we are able to distribute to vulnerable families, children, and seniors who rely on it to put meals on the table. All while hunger is surging, the cost of food is skyrocketing, and neighbors' access to vital assistance programs like SNAP and Medicaid are in jeopardy in blank county. Now, this is a nonprofit who receives your tax dollars telling the people that they supply, the food pantries and soup kitchens, that they give the food paid for by our tax dollars, that they need to advocate for them. The time to act is now. We need policy rooted in justice and dignity for families, and we urge you to restore, fully fund, and expand programs like I just named so that the Shared Food Program and their partners such as us can continue meeting the needs of blank county families. Now, this nonprofit is running on leftover COVID money that's running out. For the past 2 years, they know the money was already passed and is intended use and is eventually running out. So now it's Trump's fault, as per them. These people got so disgusted, they left their local food pantry because they didn't want to be part of this organization anymore, which is how I now have their advocacy letter. But it just goes to show the politics and backroom deals that this COVID-era money is running out. And, of course, they're tying it to the government shutdown, state not having a budget, but it's all Trump's fault. And if you listen to the letter that I just sent you, you could hear the terminology in it. It'd be interesting, because I passed this along to my friends in the federal government who oversee these programs and grants. We'll see what they come up with as far as the partisan avenue of their advocacy in regards to their nonpartisan stance for their nonprofit. Seen a lot of that lately. It's 3:34 here at WILK. We'll be back. It's time for the news with Paul Michaels. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. Yeah, I won't say the name here, but got a texter called in. Rob, the Democrat cult machine never ends in Lackawanna County. An individual worked as a deputy assistant for the recorder of deeds. She left that position to work as the communications director for Congressman Matt Cartwright. Now out of a job, she's running for clerk of judicial records in Lackawanna County. It's weird how Democrats work in Lackawanna County. Yeah. Got another text message in. Rob, I know a dirtbag who buys SNAP benefits for 50 cents on the dollar. I would love to see something change, either in the fines or something, but it really sucks that people do this. This guy goes to these food pantries in a Mercedes-Benz and has no shame. I love for him and other people to get caught. You know, people think that that's not true, what you just said. I've seen it with my own eyes. It was very common in New York City, especially when there was actually food stamps, you know, the fake money or whatever it was. It was actually food stamps. You got a book of, you know, it had values on it, $10, $5, $50. And they would sell them for half, for cash. There are delis and bodegas all throughout New York City that constantly get caught for doing that and mis-scanning things that they're not supposed to buy with these things for other things like cigarettes, beer. When I first started working in this area 20 years ago as a director of public safety, right after retiring, I used to see with my own hands, my own eyes, people online in supermarkets in the Poconos getting using multiple EBT cards, then getting into Mercedes and Lexus SUVs to their homes, second homes where they pay $300,000 to $350,000 cash for. Called the Department of Investigation in New York City, had a conversation with them, told them my background. Told them I could send them pictures of the person using the cards, of the cars they were getting into, the license plate. Their answer to me was New York City will never authorize them to go out of state to do an investigation. But they're using New York City EBT cards. Yep, regardless. You know why? Because they get the money reimbursed from the feds. And, you know, if they're using it, they're using it. Happens all the time. And the people listening know this. But you'll get the one or two that says, that doesn't happen. That's a urban myth. No, it's really not. Just like you'll see people actually instructing new immigrants to this country how they can apply for these systems and help them do it. Seen it with my own two eyes. And you know what? The investigators, the people, the powers that be don't care. Or didn't. Seems like a little more now. We're starting to see this kind of fraud being prosecuted and caught more. But you have to look for it. You have to look for it. I appreciate the text messages coming in. It is 3:42 here at WILK. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. 3:45, 66 degrees on this Tuesday, October 21st. So here, the text messages coming in, the tale of two cities. Seen it for years, Rob. Our business in Scranton at the time, food stamps came in like a checkbook. The people would sell them for half to buy beer, cigarettes, and sometimes weed on the corner. That's a text message coming in. The text message right after that, it's an urban legend. Yeah, it's really not. So But believe what you wish. Believe what you wish. So the California, I read this story and had to read it twice. The California Attorney General, with everything going on in California, all the issues they have, the California Attorney General, the top law enforcement professional in California, has filed lawsuits over plastic bags. Yeah, you heard me. California Attorney General Rob Bonta is suing three companies that allegedly distribute single-use plastic bags in violation of an 11-year-old state law. The lawsuit filed in Superior Court in California and San Francisco, oh, color me shocked, on Friday, names Novalex Holdings, Interplast Group Corporation, and Mettler Packaging, and alleges that they unlawfully sold and distributed plastic bags. The suit accuses them of producing misleading environmental marketing material, failing to substantiate environmental marketing claims, and engaging in untrue or misleading advertising. And the lawsuit accuses the company of unlawful, unfair, and fraudulent business practices. The continued distribution of lightweight single-use plastic bags is a violation of Senate Bill 270, which was passed in 2014 and upheld by voters in 2016 through Proposition 67. It prohibits plastic bag producers and stores from distributing single-use plastic grocery bags for customers unless the bags meet strict standards for recycling or reusability purposes. Some companies have continued distributing plastic bags that are not able to be recycled, they said, resulting in a lawsuit. He also said during a news conference Friday that the companies that distribute plastic bags labeled their bags as recyclable. Well, plastic is recyclable, right? It costs an estimated $25 million to collect and dispose of these plastic bags every year, according to the settlement agreement. It's interesting because I was at an event last weekend with Jack Cittarelli, who's running for governor as a Republican in New Jersey. He could talk about energy price. He said this, literally, and I'm paraphrasing, but this is exactly what he said. He could talk about energy prices. He could talk about crime. He could talk about the environment. He could talk about taxes and fees and a DMV that takes weeks for you to get a real ID rather than walking in and getting one. He says, I mentioned I'm going to bring back single-use plastic bags, and I get a standing ovation every time. And he did it this event. That just goes to show how popular it is. And listen, I do a lot of traveling, and there's a lot of places that I go where plastic bags are not allowed. And it's interesting. I mean, there's some stores near us here in Northeast Pennsylvania that do the same thing, but voluntarily. But it's interesting how popular it is in some place like New Jersey, right? Our neighbor right to our east. But the Attorney General of California bringing legal action for single-use plastic bags because they're refusing to not use them or not produce them is comical on a whole new level. Everything that's going on in the nation, and that's where we're at. Crazy, crazy times. It's coming up on 3:50 here on WILK News Radio. We'll have the Bloomberg Money Minute, and then we'll be back to talk about more, and you could call or text in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. Got some more text messages coming in. You can call or text at 570-883-0098. Hey, Rob, a few months ago in the grocery store, I commented on an older, well-dressed woman having several steaks on the belts. That would be the conveyor belt for your food. I commented that they looked great. She said, it's the only things my cats will eat. We laughed. Then she pulled out her EBT card to pay for them. My attitude changed immediately. Somebody said single use. Everybody puts those bags in their small bathroom garbage cans. And if you have pets, they're used for kitty litter or poop bags. Yes, they are. Yes, you are. Yes, they are. Got another text message here. Hey, Rob, 80s kid here. Mom would send me to the corner store with a booklet of food stamps and a written note for a carton of Camels. Not a myth, LOL. And gave their initials, but I'll leave that out. Even though it's past the statute of any limitations there. But these things do happen. I know they do. Everything you buy in a store is wrapped in plastic, but you can't take it home in plastic. Crazy. Yeah. Sort of like this story here that I got. And actually, as serious as the shutdown is, gave me a chuckle. And people who were locked down, prevented from going to jobs, schools, to the store. Remember those one-way lanes in supermarkets? That was the most ridiculous thing I ever saw in my life. It would take me an hour and 15 minutes to do a 10-minute trip to the store because I could only go one way and had to keep circling around if I missed something or realized I didn't grab something I needed. Crazy stuff. So the government shutdown, and this is from the Associated Press. Of course. Government shutdown means that the CDC experts are skipping a pivotal meeting on infectious diseases. I'll read that again. The government shutdown means that CDC experts are skipping a pivotal meeting in infectious diseases. Can they do virtual? Come on now, right? I mean, our lives were put on virtual for over 2 years. Our kids' schooling, our jobs, everything was put on virtual. I mean, come on, Zoom exists because of virtual. You mean to tell me because the government shut down, our CDC experts can't sit home in their pajamas and meet? I mean, the same very people who gave the stupid, ridiculous recommendations to wear cloth masks that were probably more harmful than good for us? And 6-foot distancing that had no scientific basis on anything? Yeah. So CDC researchers are being forced to skip a pivotal conference in infectious disease this week due to the government shutdowns, missing out on high-level discussions not long after surges in measles and whooping cough hit the U.S. Well, it appears they're still having this meeting, and they can't attend virtually. It can't be live streamed so they can watch it at home and take notes. Or YouTubed so when they are back on the payroll, if they don't want to do it on their own time, could watch it when they're back on the payroll. ID Week, the largest annual meeting of infectious disease experts in the nation, is the leading venue for experts to trade information about diagnosing, treating, and preventing threats, including bird flu, superbug, and HIV, among the other topics. Yeah, well, that's okay. Well, my kid was a senior in high school in advanced AP calculus. They had them doing origami over YouTube, over Zoom at home. So I think our CDC researchers will live. And I just, because the government is shut down, well, what will we do at the CDC? You shut the country down and we were supposed to function. But now we're supposed to feel bad because you can't attend your little meeting in Atlanta? Or wherever it is. There, I know they're based in Atlanta. Doesn't say where the meeting is. But it doesn't matter. You can't live stream it. You can't download it on YouTube and watch it later. You can't attend via Zoom. Yeah, of course. There's always a new disease. There's always a new infectious problem. It's interesting how the deaths from the flu just totally disappeared during 2001 and 2021 and 22. But COVID was a major cause of death. And then COVID just disappeared. Poof. Gone. But now there's a new strain of COVID. And you should get your booster. Not me, fella. I'll be fine. And listen, you did a lot of damage. I talked about it here before. I haven't gotten a flu shot since COVID. Used to get it every year. And I've pushed off my doctor 3 years now for the shingles series of shots. I believe it's 2 shots. Yeah, I'm probably going to have to break down and get it because, yeah, shingles really sucks. I know people who've gotten it. I've treated my mom when she was alive, when she had it. Helped take care of her. But it's the damage they did was real. It's very real. And I'm sorry, but I don't feel sorry because you can't attend your little conference. Attend it via Zoom like you made us all do. People attended weddings via Zoom. People talked to their dying relatives in hospice via Zoom because of what they did. So, no sympathy here. It's coming up on 4 o'clock here at WILK.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.